Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm joined on the line by someone I'm kind of sad to talk to. She's had a bit of time in the jungle with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and she's unfortunately been booted. It is Davina. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now tell me, Davina, you're the first one to go out of the jungle this season. How are you feeling this morning?
I am feeling quite nice to be able to have a nice warm shower and sleep in my own bed and all of that kind of stuff. But honestly, my time in the jungle was really well spent. Like, I got to conquer my fears. I got to make amazing friends. So even though I am the first one to go, I definitely feel like I've had the full experience.
Well, that is good, especially in such a short amount of time. And I did want to ask you about that experience, Davina. Obviously, you're going into the jungle in support of a charity, but I do want to know how much about it for you was to do with the redemption following your season from MAFS. You were obviously quite controversial on the show. Was this kind of a chance for people to see a softer side to you?
Absolutely. Well, it's just a good excuse for them to see me, you know, like me as who I am, just a normal Brizzy girl, and I feel like Australia never really got to see me as a whole, you know. So when the opportunity came up, I was like, oh, I don't know about eating worms and all this kind of stuff, and also putting myself out of my comfort zone like that. But I'm so glad I said yes, because it was truly just one of the best experiences of my life, and being able to watch it back just makes it all that more special, knowing that there was, you know, no drama, none of this highly edited, you know, eye rolls and music and things like that. So it was just, it was beautiful.
And how hard is it when you're actually in there? Because I watch this every single year and I always think, I could go in there and do that. It doesn't look that hard.
You know, like, I just didn't realize that I would be so hungry. Like, I was like, surely there's food, like, here and there. Like, they can chuck you a sandwich or something. And I'm like, surely you're not sleeping in the jungle. Like, surely it's a set. But no, they really just throw you in there. And even getting ejected last night, I didn't think I was actually going into a real creek. But yes, that was a real creek with tadpoles and everything.
I'm impressed that you've mentioned this creek, because I did want to ask you today. Obviously, you've gone into the show preparing for the fact that you're going to probably eat a lot of gross things and do all sorts of horrific stuff. We here in the Riverland have quite a lot of creeks, rivers, that kind of thing. So I did want to ask you whether you, as you know, prepared as you were to go into the show, would you be more likely, do you think, to want to eat a raw carp out of our River Murray or drink a cup of creek water, duckweed and all?
Oh, I'd definitely drink the creek water, because I did that with the injection for sure. I got a good mouthful and I survived. So I reckon I could do that again.
Wow. Look at you go. That is a strong woman right there. It was a pleasure to watch you, Davina. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.